Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week, and we are raising money to get dogs trained for veterans here in the Houston area, all right? One animal costs $5,000 for one veteran in Houston to get their dog trained, and that's what we're doing. And we were $120 short just before 6 o'clock, and I said we wanted to get to that number, that 5,000 number, because, Mo, that would have meant this would be our seventh dog that is paid for, right?
Yes, sir. And Bull Nation stepped up. I know you're shocked, right? Special shout out to those of y'all that wanted to get us there. James, Cindy, Kayla, Christy, Jimmy.
Very nice. Thank you all very much for your donations. We hit the goal, by the way.
Without you.
At $559.58, Eric said. We just hit it. But we officially hit it right before 6 o'clock.
And you know
morning.
What that means, George.
Give it to me.
I have this bell
Give
every time
me.
We get another dog. And Mo is now. Untrustworthy with this bell.
I want it right now.
Here it is.
Let's celebrate another pet for another vet, okay?
Let's do it. Let's go. Come on.
All right. All right.
We did it!
And that's good. And that is good.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I'll take
for
that back.
It But it doesn't stop here.
Eric has to take the bell from Mo.
By the way, can I quickly shout out Christy, who you said we needed $120, George.
Right, yeah.
She donated exactly $120, and I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. This is me not making a joke. I have found a section that when you donate, because we're using a new system this year that takes no fees.
Right.
All the money goes right to the charity. None of the processing fees, none of that stuff. But I have found that there's a section that you can put in memory or honor of somebody.
Oh.
So I do want to shout out that Christy made her $120 donation in the name of James Stoddard.
Okay.
So
awesome,
I'm going to go back through now and see everybody's donations and who they made their donation in honor of.
That's great. Please put that information in there. And coming up next, by the way, we're on our way to our eighth dog. If you'd like to help, text the word pets to 20357 here on The Bull.
Good morning.
Can I get a name?
Time for some good news.
Time for a little good news this morning. And I understand Kathy is on the phone. Kathy, you have a donation for One Pet, One Vet in honor of somebody special?
That is correct. To my dad. That was a 20-year veteran that passed away 2 years ago.
Aww.
And in honor of him, how much would you like to contribute to help a veteran get a service animal in Houston?
I want to buy one dog.
Kathy.
Yes?
You know that's $5,000, right, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Kathy!
That is correct.
Holy Come on, y'all.
Tell us about your dad.
He was 20 years in the U.S. Army and retired at Fort Sam Houston. He was infantry.
What was that like for you growing up?
Crazy. Moving.
Oh,
yeah.
But you know what? Us military kids were very resilient because you have to adapt to many different circumstances and places you're going to live. And so I loved it.
Well, we love you, and we love you helping out with this program. I honestly am at a loss for words, except that we love you and we value what you're doing for a local veteran here in Houston.
Last year, I donated $3,500. This year, I want to buy the dog.
The whole dog.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole dog.
Kathy, I cannot wait. The rest of the week, you are going to meet some of the veterans that your $3,500 changed their life. And I can't wait to share those stories with you. If you go to The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook right now, you're going to meet Jillian. She's somebody that your money went to. And I want you to go watch that video and see how you have changed Houston and changed the life of one veteran, okay?
Well, it is my pleasure.
Kathy, stepped up.
Woo!
So for this amazing donation, can I get an amen for Kathy this morning?
Amen.
And that's what it's all about, helping out where you can, no matter what amount you can give. You text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, and you can be part of One Pet, One Vet right now on The Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet week here on the Morning Bullpen. And what does One Pet, One Vet mean?
Well, our goal was to sponsor one pet for one local Houston veteran. $5,000 provides one service dog to a veteran. And we've partnered up with our friends at Give Us Paws, a local organization that helps train these dogs.
Here's the interesting thing about it. We just got our seventh animal paid for, our seventh dog,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
So we're on to dog number eight. And I thought it would be a good idea to get Paul on the phone. Paul is the director, the founder and director of Give Us Paws. How you doing this morning, Paul?
I'm doing fantastic. It's super hectic here in the offices. Our phones are ringing off the hook. You guys are incredible in getting our name out there. And we are just totally blown away. This has exceeded our wildest expectations. And we are just so happy. It's going to take a lot of stress and pressure off us to raise that money and continue to keep our doors open. So this is just a fantastic thing you guys are doing.
Paul, is there something that people listening right now could help you with when it comes to the dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. I do 4 to 5 training sessions a day usually. The dogs need supplies like treats. We go through lots and lots of treats with our dogs.
We know something about treats, Paul. Okay, yeah. So you're going through lots of treats. Like, how much is a bag of the treats that y'all are using?
They cost generally $25 each, and we break them up into little bitty pieces, and we get them ready for the dogs. So that's an expense that listeners can help with. We have lots of treats for the dogs, but we go through hundreds and hundreds of treats a day.
All right, so that's something you can do right now. You can buy a bag of treats with a $25 donation.
Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS to 20357. And when you text us that, we will text you back a link to donate.
How about if we call it 6 o'clock snacks?
Oh, that's sweet, George.
I mean, right here, the 6 o'clock, let's make this hour about loading up on treats for these dogs can get. So it's very simple to make your donation, and you can even dedicate these treats in the name of your dog.
Yeah, like Kenny. Kenny made a $250 donation.
Thanks, Kenny.
And he did it in honor or memory of Darla.
Okay. I appreciate it, Kenny. Thank you so much. All right, so 6 o'clock snacks. From now till 7 o'clock, we want to get as many bags of treats for the dogs, snacks for the dogs, that we can get, all right? Text the word PETS to 20357 and put the name of your dog in there that you're making the treat donation for, all right? It's One Pet, One Vet. You can help us right now. Text the word PETS to 20357. All right, we're just in the middle of our 6 o'clock snack attack for One Pet, One Vet. You heard Paul mention earlier that they use a lot of treats and the training for the dogs. How to give us pause. So we're trying to raise some money to buy those snacks. You can help out as little as $25. You can make a donation. It's easy to do it.
Yes, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS to 20357. We'll text you back a link to to explore the donation page.
Shout out to Shauna, who donated. Actually, Shauna did not make this donation.
Okay.
It's in Shauna's name. Shauna, you know, has the credit card.
Okay.
But little Jasper is the one who made the donation.
Thank you, Jasper.
$25 for some treats from Jasper.
Okay, it's worth $25 to get your dog's name on the radio, right?
So
to
buy a bag Jasper of treats the dog or a child? Yeah.
I think it's a dog. We said put it in the name of the dog. I'm hoping it's the dog, yeah.
And then Ann donated $100 in honor of Johnny.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go on and make my donation in honor of our dog, Austin. And remember Katie? The dog that we got from Deanna's mom that needed the online psychology
medical
session.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do $100 in their name this morning.
So sweet. Aww.
All right, so we're doing that snack attacks. If you can help out, if you can buy 5 bags of snacks, that's like a $125 donation. You also get a T-shirt if you make a $100 donation or more, Eric.
That's right. All you have to do is text the word pets to 20357. You can see everything we're talking about, even if you want to look at it later. Text pets to 20357. You'll get to see that I Support Veterans shirt thanks to our friends generously donated by Bull Shirts. And they gave us a big batch of shirts that say I Support Veterans if you donate $100 or more.
All right, it's snack attack time. It's our 6 o'clock snacks that we're getting for these dogs. And one pet, one vet now on the Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen, one pet, one vet week. We're right in the middle of our snack attack hour. You're donating treats for these animals as they get trained at Give Us Paws, a local organization that trains service animals for local veterans. And it costs $25 for a bag of snacks. I gave 4 in the honor of our dogs. And I'm asking you to donate. And when you do that, put the name of your dog in who you're donating for here during our snack attack hour for one pet, one vet. Here on the Morning Bullpen. Easy to help out, Mo.
Yes, text the word pets, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. Pets to the number 20357. We will text you back a link where you can explore the organization and make a donation.
Now, do your dogs look at you weird when you take the snack and you break it in half and, like, divide it between the two dogs? Whoop, hang on, why are you not on? There you go.
My dogs don't get snacks, George.
They don't get treats?
No, my dog went through liver failure, and he's not allowed to have treats.
Oh.
So he just gets all the pets and love and kisses.
Well, you're missing out. Then.
I know, trust me.
Except that our dogs look at us weird if we break them in half.
Like
so.
A cheapskate.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I see. But you know how cheap I am.
We
so anyway, this is all about helping local vets get their service animals. That's what One Pet, One Vet really is at the heart of it.
And I know that treats sound like a small thing. It's just a small bag of treats, but here's why that's important. Because One Pet, One Vet supports Give Us Paws, which is an actual brick-and-mortar place. A lot of veteran service animal locations, they will train your dog, and then they'll drop it in your lap and go, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Enjoy your new trained dog.
Yeah.
But that's not what Paul at Give Us Paws does. The veteran and the dog work together to become a trained team together. And a lot of these veterans, they feel lost. They've had a mission for all these years in the service, and then they're out and they're left to their own devices. But now they have a dog, and now they have a mission, and that mission is to become partners. And that is why the treats are so important, because that's what bonds these two together for life.
We have met so many people. You can help someone like Natalie that we met yesterday. And the transformation, Mo, in Natalie and her dog Monet in this training has just been nothing short of outstanding.
Isn't it wild? We met her last year, right? She was going through the training, you know, kind of just starting out, just had, you know, started working with her dog. And then this year, it was like a whole new person.
Yeah,
and I'm not even talking about the dog that has gone through all this training and learned so much to be able to help her, but like she. And she was telling us, you know, about getting out and about.
Yeah, I didn't call her out, but I don't know if y'all remember. She has personal space issues.
Right.
That's why she needed Monet. Monet actually just stands in front of her so that people don't come close to her.
Right.
Because she doesn't like being in public all that much.
Right.
Did you notice last year when Natalie and Monet came? No hugs.
Yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
Guess who walked up and gave us a hug?
I mean, it was
a small moment, but for a veteran who felt uncomfortable in public and said she felt like an alien just 1 year later with this dog to walk up and give us hugs, that was a huge moment.
And that's what we said. It's like different people, different animals. And that's what One Pet, One Vet is all about. So yeah, we're having fun. We're calling it our snack attack hour. Till 7 o'clock, we're collecting money to get snacks. That's a small thing. Actually, what we're asking you to do is help us to raise money to get another dog trained. Okay. And we would like to get another $1,000 by 7 o'clock. If we could do that, all right? You can do it in honor of your dog, however many bags of snacks you want to buy, whatever you want to do, but we want to get another $1,000 raised before 7 o'clock this morning. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357 and help us with One Pet, One Vet. Right, we just have about 7 minutes left in our snack attack hour, the 6 o'clock snack attack. We're getting treats for these service dogs that are being trained by Give Us Paws. It's our One Pet, One Vet presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we need your donations. We have some shout outs we got to do, though, right here before 6 o'clock ends.
Tracy. Kristen.
Let's go.
Lily. Look at all these coming in. This is awesome. But special shout out, Tracy donated that $25 bag of treats. I know I told you it sounds like a small thing, but it really does change a veteran's life just to have that bag of treats to bond with that new service animal. And that was in honor of Birdie and Blue.
Oh, Birdie and Blue.
Oh, I want to kiss
so much.
I want to kiss her little face.
All right, easy to make this donation, and we'd like to. We're about $500 short of our goal, so we can do that by 7 o'clock.
We got
right?
a couple more minutes. We can do it. All you got to do is text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357.
Yep, it's One Pet, One Vet with our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we're trying to get all the snacks for these service dogs, okay? Text in your donation right now, and let's hit that goal by 7 o'clock here on the Morning Bullpen. It's One Pet, One Vet week here on the Morning Bullpen presented by our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And that's what we're doing this morning. We've been raising money for snacks. We call it the snack attack hour. It costs $25 for a bag of snacks to help these dogs get trained. And in the studio this morning, one of our veterans that actually got to benefit from the money we raised last year, Thomas, is in the studio. And Thomas, what's your dog's name?
Pongo.
Hello, Pongo.
This dog, by the way, is a miniature horse. Let me just say that.
And still growing?
And
yes, right? Still growing. And they did say service animals, you could have a miniature horse.
Oh, you're pushing your limits. No, he's
Thomas,
sweet.
As people are listening this morning, tell us a little bit. You served 6 years active duty.
Yes, yeah. I was in Afghanistan and, just IED blast, Just kind of knocked my screws loose a little bit. But
when did you first hear that a service dog might be an option for you?
So my wife basically kind of dug into that. She found Give Us Paws, because a lot of the service animals, they kind of dictate your animal.
Mm-hmm.
Give Us Paws, it was really cool to see that they would train your animal that you love.
People listening this morning, can you paint a picture, Thomas, for them on what it means for you to get this training with Pongo and to have a trained service animal in your life?
You know, having this service animal kind of, really helps give you a sense of comfortability in uncomfortable places, basically. You always want, someone like Pongo to kind of have your back, and gets me to get out of my element a little bit and go to places I normally wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Kind of keeps your mind off of everything going on around you.
What was your toughest day? Can you remember, like, your toughest day dealing with the PTSD?
I didn't really have days. It was more so with PTSD is more kind of like weeks, months, years. I mean, I think every veteran would, attest to this, is right when you get out, it's just everything is, a 180.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you'd say to, like, another veteran who's maybe considering a service dog?
This being a program that, is offering the services, like I said, at free, it definitely is going to help. I don't want to say therapy, but, it's kind of like a, it's therapeutic. Some of the things that we teach the dogs, we can kind of take home and implement ourselves as far as and kind of switch behaviors. And you can kind of look at it and be like, hey, you know what? That's interesting to think of it this way.
You know? So both the soldier, the veteran, and the dog get that Trini from Give Us Pause. Oh, we love it. You're going to take Pongo home, aren't you, Mo?
Pongo is my new best friend. Does your wife, is she obsessed with Pongo as well?
Yes, yes. Oh, it took her a while. Goodness. It took her a while. Yeah. Like I said, he's a big boy.
So he's a big boy.
You know, when he wants to jump on you like a lap dog, he's like, okay, well, you know, you're 90 pounds.
He's a baby, too, though. Like we said, he's a baby. All right, we'll post pictures up. You got to see Pongo. He is the sweetest thing. Thomas, thanks for taking time to come in, talk to us about this and what it means to you, but also what those donations, if you can make a $20 donation, if you can make a $50 donation. Right now, if you make a $100 donation, our friends at Bull Shirts will send you a I Support Veterans t-shirt for One Pet, One Vet.
Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357, and we will text you back a link to donate.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we love you, Thomas. Thanks.
Joe.
One Pet, One Vet. You can help us out right now on The Bull.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on the Morning Bullpen. We're dedicating an entire week to raising money for local Houston area veterans to get their service dogs trained. Now, it costs $5,000 to get a dog trained, and Give Us Pause is the one that does that. Our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares gave us our first dog yesterday at $5,000, kind of issued a challenge to get Bull Nation to step up. And you just heard a few minutes ago, Thomas was in the studio and his dog Pongo, which I love Pongo.
So sweet.
But Thomas, I asked him, you know, if he could pick out, you know, like what his worst day was with him suffering from PTSD, and his answer.
I didn't really have days. It was more so with PTSD is more kind of like weeks, months, you know, years. I mean, I think every veteran would, you know, attest to this. It's right when you get out, it's just everything is, you know, a 180.
And that's why we're doing this, to make sure these veterans get a service animal. As a matter of fact, if you have military in your family, we're challenging you to step up, because we're only, where are we right now, Eric?
Let's see. Let me refresh. Refreshing. $37,865.
So we're $2,135 away. George, I did the math.
Oh, look at you.
I have my calculator out, so you can't get me anymore.
So we need about $2,000 to get another service animal, the training paid for somebody like Thomas, who suffers from PTSD and needs that help of a service animal. And you can do it. You can make the donation this morning.
So. Yeah. Want to check it out now? Want to check it out later? Well, that's all you have to do. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS, to 20357. We will text you back a link where you can explore all of your options.
All right. It's One Pet, One Vet, and it's also time to get a few suggestions lined up for Eric in our 10-minute tune. That's less than 10 minutes away. Call us and tell us what you'd like Eric to sing about. 713-881-5500 on the Bull. One Pet, One Vet week here on the Morning Bullpen. We get an update and we meet another veteran that your donations have helped. That's coming up in about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, time to have a little fun this morning. This is the silly part of the show where you call in with a suggestion and Eric with a K has 10 minutes to take that suggestion, go out into the hallway, write a song about it, and come back and perform it. All in 10 minutes, Mo.
Yes, and the weirder the better, you know. 713-881-5500.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can always, we had a couple people that wanted to know if they could text in. You can always text in suggestions too. So, but we start with your suggestions. That's what makes this work. 713-881-5500.
Morgan's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Morgan, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, I would like to hear about how adulthood is the worst hood I've ever joined.
Oh, I need a full refund. I've been in a lot of hoods in my life.
But this is the worst one?
Absolute worst. Zero stars. Would not recommend.
Zero stars.
I love you so much, Morgan. Thank you. I'm going to write this one down, okay? Oh, wait. Eric, are you telling me you want to do this? You were just giving me the thumbs up. Do you want to choose this one about adulthood being the worst hood?
Absolutely, George.
Oh,
I hate adulting. Thumbs up on this one.
I was ready to move on. All right, we're going to choose you today, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, 10 minutes on the clock. Let's find out how Eric does. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. It's One Pet, One Vet weekend. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, you're going to meet another veteran that was helped by your donation last year. But we need your help this year. You can text the word PETS to 20357. And just like Mack Hike Chevy Cares, you'll be helping us get another dog trained for a local Houston area veteran. Details on that coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time to have a little fun, find out what Eric did with the suggestion that we had earlier for our 10-minute tune today.
Yes, the suggestion came in from Morgan in Houston.
Hey, I would like to hear about how adulthood is the worst hood I've ever joined.
Oh, girl. I've been in a lot of hoods in my life.
But this is the worst one?
Absolute worst. Zero stars. Would not recommend.
Zero stars. Would not recommend.
I love her.
I do too. I love Morgan. So that was the one, like, right off the bat that Eric kind of connected with.
Yeah, he did.
And he's back in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Morgan was hilarious.
She was, and I used the zero stars, so she helped me co-write the song, which
Thank
is nice.
Morgan?
She gets all the benefits.
Yeah. Remember the other day I did the song Happy, and it was like, not that crazy, but I like
yeah.
the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the opposite direction today.
Oh.
And go full-on Michael Bublé. Feeling good.
Okay, feeling good. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
Paying off debt, you know how I feel. Do you work till you sweat? You know how I feel. Do you secretly pray for death? You know how I feel. It's a big trap, zero stars. I really, really hate growing into adulthood. Hate your alarm, you know how I feel. Do you wanna call your mom? You know how I feel. Do you want your blankie and to suck your thumb? Alright, this is getting real. It's a big trap, zero stars. I really, really hate adulthood. Up, oh, one more. Adulthood.
answer. Showing off your vocal range there.
I'm a big old copycat, George. That's all I am.
You know what? Next time you need to have a tux, though, with the tie undone and everything.
A smoking jacket.
That's right. What did you think of adulthood? You can let us know, and you can download that today and share with all your friends. Just go to themorningbullpen.com, and you can download it. That's where we put up our podcast here from 100.3 The Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on the Morning Bullpen. And coming up in just a second, you're going to be David, and you can find out how the training that he got at Give Us Pause has made such a difference in his life. But Mo, tell everybody tuning in this morning, One Pet, One Vet, and how to help us out.
One Pet, One Vet started out because we wanted to provide one service dog for one local Houston veteran. And we sought out to find an organization that trained service dogs here in the Houston area. And we met up with Give Us Pause and Paul. And we love them. We love that they take dogs that already belong to service members, and they train them to be essential in these service members' veterans' lives. So $5,000 covers the expense to train one service dog. So $5,000 is what we're trying to raise, and you can help by texting the word PETS to the number 20357.
And on the phone with us this morning is David. And David got into the program last year because of your donations. David, tell us a little bit about your service, first of all, brother.
Infantry Marine. Can imagine being an infantry Marine can be extremely stressful at times. Basically, when you get out, you deal with a lot of anxiety, depression, sometimes very severe depression. Dudley is been by my side for the last year, and he helps me overcome a lot of those hurdles that I have.
Tell me about your toughest day, David, after getting home.
My ex-wife she didn't even recognize me anymore. It was kind of just like a huge disconnect. Just constantly looking over my shoulder, loud noises, always just catching me off guard, stuff like that.
I don't want to bring up old wounds, but I've read about your journey through alcoholism, through losing your friend Savage in combat.
Well, that's been hard since day one. I mean, alcoholism was far before I lost my buddy Savage. Savage was about 7 months later. And just coming home, just disconnected from my wife, didn't really want to be around her or anybody, to be honest with you. And
did you feel like you weren't good for her?
I didn't feel like I was good for anybody.
I get that. And is it Dudley, your dog?
Yeah, Dudley we got last year in March. So it was, like I said, my kids have helped quite a bit since I had kids with my new wife, and there's been a lot since that time and getting Dudley, but Dudley is he's my little rock.
You say little rock. What kind of dog is Dudley?
He's a pug.
Wait a second. Us Pause has trained a pug to be a service animal?
They sure have.
Wow.
Tell us about Dudley. What does Dudley do for you?
It's just like he senses like when I'm angry, if you will. I do have a temper. He senses that, and he basically will just get up from wherever he is and come over and comfort me. And I didn't even realize it was happening until my wife was just like, "Did you see what he just did?" And I was just like, "That was pretty interesting."
Yeah. Wow. So it's safe to say he's your soulmate, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, I was against it at first, I'm not going to lie. And then, it took all but 35 seconds to fall in love.
Can you tell us about a different phone call? Can you tell us about the phone call from Paul when you found out that all the training for Dudley was covered by One Pet, One Vet last year?
A huge weight off my shoulders, because as most people know, it's not very cost-friendly to train a service dog, especially when you have to pay for it.
Well, and we tell people that. There are costs involved with this. It's $5,000 to train a dog to be a service animal, and that's what we raise money for. And you can text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, right now. Do it in the name of this pug, Dudley, and help someone like David get into this program. And, brother, we can't say thank you enough for your service. know that it costs you a lot and that you've been through a lot of stuff, but we are so glad that through this program that you're starting to see the sunshine on the other side, my friend.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. Have a wonderful day.
David and Dudley this morning on the Bowl. I love them both. And I appreciate him sharing his story. How do we get somebody like Dudley, who is suffering right now and maybe on that waiting list, how do we get them into this training with Give Us Pause?
We contribute what we can, George, just whatever that is. You text PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. Even the anonymous person who gave $2 just now,
yep,
we appreciate every single dollar. Text PETS to 20357 and change a life like David's today.
Okay. All right. 5,000. That's our goal. Can you help us out? Can you make a donation right now? It's One Pet, One Bet with Mack Hike Chevy Cares on 100.3 The Bull. Pet One Vet Week here on the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, and Eric with a K. And Mo, we're off to a good start here for our eighth. Is that right? Our eighth dog?
Mm-hmm.
How far do we have to go before we have the eighth dog?
I need $1,853.
Wow, that was quick, y'all. Yes. Come on now. Come on. All right, so we have some great donations that have come in, and we want to do some shout-outs real quick.
Okay, a couple of shout-outs. When we're talking big donations, Michael, wow, $500 for
our
veterans.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
He texted in, he is a veteran himself.
He is.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Michael, and by the way, if you make a donation, we'd love to hear from you here in the studio because we see them come in, but we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
713-881-5500. You can call us.
Okay, we love the $500. But we also love the $55.
Yes, sir.
Like Vicentia. I just want to shout out Vicentia. Man, she's going to get me choked up on this one. She put, you can put, when you make your donation, you can put it who it's in honor of.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I donate in memory of my fur kids who have gone to the Rainbow Bridge. Schnapps, Cognac, Snickers, Skittles, Ace, Deuce, and Hooch. My love and thanks to all our veterans. We owe you so much.
Wow. Wow, I love that.
Thank you, Vicentia.
Whether it's 55 or whether it's 5,000, we appreciate every single one. And we need, how much was it, Mo? We need to get to our next animal.
$1,853.
All right,
George.
All right. We need you to step up this morning and help us out. And one more quick thing, if I can throw in.
Sure.
If you're a business owner, we have something really cool. We have a printout that you can do and hang up at your business. So while people are checking out at the counter or whatever, they can make a donation to One Pet, One Bet.
Yeah, and you know what? On the heels of that, I don't care if you have a small business. Print it out and start posting it all over the city of Houston. Go to thebullhouston.com, and there is a something that says printable materials. You just hit that, and there is a big flyer that you can just click on, print it right from your computer, print 1,000 of them. I would love to see one blowing across the street.
Make it rain.
When I walk out of the building today. Yes, make it rain.
All right, we need your donations. We need your help to get to that eighth dog this morning. We're about $1,800 away. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, and you can make your donation now. Hear from the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Felicia's in Dickinson, and she's ready to take on Mo for $100. Here's how you get the money, Felicia.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Felicia, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Felicia, and we'll get you started, okay?
Get out of here.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Everybody's talking about the eclipse, of course, but as the lyrics say, when the sun goes down on my side of town, what kind of moon do you get, Felicia?
A full moon.
Question number two, what duo had a hit with Neon Moon?
Brooks and Dunn.
Question number three, The Gambler premiered on CBS TV on this date. It was loosely based on the Grammy award-winning song by the same name. Who sang that song, The Gambler?
Johnny Cash.
Question number four. The album and the song Last Name, released on this date, became her seventh straight number one country single. Can you name the artist of the song Last Name? Can you name the song? Okay. Don't even know your last name.
And watch your language, Felicia.
Sorry. Okay. Dolly Parton.
And question number five. He's taken a break from selling nationwide insurance and just released four new songs. Can you name that country artist?
Riley Green.
All right. Let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today on Mo Knows Country.
All right. Felicia, you might need some more of those bad words.
I'm good at the bad words also. We should be friends.
You only got one out of five.
Oh, shoot.
What, is it me? Is it maybe
I'm starting to think it's you, George.
Maybe it is me. I didn't think these questions were that hard. Let's see what you think, Mo. Question number one, everyone's talking about the eclipse, of course, but as the lyrics say, when the sun goes down on my side of town, what kind of moon do you get?
Oh, neon moon.
It is neon moon. That is correct.
Brooks and Dunn, let's go.
She said full moon, so it's one to nothing.
Question number two is, what duo had a hit with neon moon?
Oh, Brooks and Dunn.
Mo gets kind of two for the price of one there.
So. All right, she got that right, so it's 2-1.
Nice.
All right, question number three. Mm-hmm. The Gambler premiered on CBS TV on this date. It was loosely based on the Grammy Award-winning song by the same name that was sung by what artist? The Gambler.
I know it's one of the older gentlemen.
Need an answer.
Nicely put, Mo.
But I'm not sure which one. It was a...
Name somebody.
Johnny Cash.
No, it was Kenny Rogers.
Oh, I almost said Garth, too. I know it was one of
she
them.
She said Johnny Cash, too, so it's still 2-1.
You're lying. No, we are spirit animals.
These children today. All right, question number four.
Yeah.
The song Last Name was released on this date and became her seventh straight number one country single. Can you name the artist?
I'm thinking Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, don't even know my last name.
Even know my last name.
Okay, thank
my
you.
My mama
It was Carrie Underwood is what we were looking
for. We didn't need listeners.
Shame.
We had too many. Thanks for running them off.
Yeah.
3-1, Mo is winning.
You know that song, though, right, Felicia?
I sure do. You see? When you sing it, it sounds so much familiar.
Exactly!
Question number five. Let's finish this up. He's taken a break from selling nationwide insurance and just released four new songs. Name him.
Not Peyton Manning.
No, I'm looking
it's
for
Brad Paisley.
Country artist. Yes, Brad Paisley. That is correct.
Yeah. All right, final score, 4-1. She kept her money, Felicia. Do you have any bad words you want to say?
I'm done for the day.
We'll get drinks soon, all right, sister?
All right, you know what you got to say, Felicia, to get out of here?
This is Felicia from Dickinson in Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning, 8:20, here on The Bull. Little Billy Currington to get the morning started here on the Morning Bullpen, where we're having One Pet, One Vet Week. And as we've told you, the folks at MacHike Chevy Cares helping us out, they started us yesterday with a $5,000 challenge and got us off to a great start. We're almost to 8 dogs.
We are. We're very close, George. We're $1,243 away.
Wow. Oof. Wow. That would be awesome if we could hit that by 9 o'clock this morning. If you can make a donation, it's easy to do. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, PETS to 20357. It'll send you a link, and then you can decide how much you want to give, what the donation here is. But $1,200, we can do that by 9 o'clock, I think, this morning.
But if you can't contribute financially, we totally understand. Times are tough, and there are other ways you can help get a veteran a service animal. So I want to shout out a couple of the ways that you can help If you can't contribute, we totally understand. Go to thebullhouston.com, thebullhouston.com. Right there, there's printable materials. You can click that printable material. It's a flyer that says, we support veterans. It's got a QR code. Mm-hmm. You scan that, and it'll take other people to the donation site. If you have a small business, if you know a small business owner, or if you just frequent a place that you love or have a church you want to hang it up in.
How about if we hung it up in, like, the break room here at work?
Absolutely.
You can do that, right? You can hang it up in your break room at work. They could help, and people go by and just scan the QR code.
That's I'm going to hang it in the back of a bathroom wall. Like in a gas station. Is that
Let's secretly post it all over Houston.
All around Houston. I love this idea.
And nobody will rip it down. It says, we support veterans. Really, exactly really big.
Exactly.
So that's one way you can help. Another way is if you have social media, Facebook or Instagram, just post it. Talk about it. Tell somebody that you support veterans. We just posted a picture of us in our shirts on The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. You can share that post with somebody and say, hey, help out. Or post it on your page and tell all of your followers what we're doing here.
Okay, it's one pet, one vet, and that's great. Honestly, like Eric said, I totally agree. If you can't help financially, totally get that. But somebody can help us out here.
And Melissa did.
She
gave us $100. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks, that's $100 closer to our next.
I appreciate it. All right. And if you make a donation, you can always call and chat with us. We'd love to talk to you about why you're helping out one pet, one vet. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. We now only need about $1,100 by 9 o'clock to get our next dog train. We are getting so close, y'all, to our eighth animal that is going to be completely paid for with one pet, one vet. We're raising money to train service animals for local Houston area veterans. And here's the thing. By 9 o'clock, we're hoping to get that eighth animal paid for. We need, what, about $800, Mo?
$943.
Oh, it's a little more than I thought. Okay, $943 is what we need in the next 10 minutes. I think we can do it. I feel confident.
Please, I would love to hang up another dog. Yes. Here in the studio, we have pictures of dogs that are reminding us, representing every single dog that we're able to sponsor as part of this program, and it just keeps us going.
Let you know that with those dogs is a veteran, too. So right now there are 7 vets that are going to get accepted into this training. We want to get that 8th one, though, by 9 o'clock, and you can help, just like Valencia, who's on the phone. Valencia, you just made a donation of how much?
I did $55.
In honor of?
Oh, my goodness. All of my fur babies that have crossed the bridge. Yeah. And also, too, to thank all of the veterans for their service and how we can never, ever repay them for what they've done for us all. You know, for keeping us free and helping with democracy. It's just, I just love our veterans.
Yes.
And when you hear, like, the guys that we talked to today, Thomas and David, and you hear what they've been through, I mean, how can you not step up and help them get their service dog, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Their stories break my heart. And I'm so grateful that we have people that can train these dogs to be put in their homes to help them. You know, dogs do so much for us. So much. You know, they can detect if somebody's going to have a heart attack. They can detect cancer. They can detect seizures, and they can help with PTSD. There's nothing greater than the love of a dog, you know?
I agree with you. I agree. Challenging all the dog owners. You want to shout out your dogs that you made the donation in honor of?
Oh, of course. We've got enough time.
Go for it.
Okay, so first it was my 2 greyhounds, Schnapps and Cognac. And then it was for my pit bull and pit bull mix, Snickers and Skittles.
Then it was. I see a theme here, liquor and candy. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I love the themes. So then when we had our bulldogs, those were Ace and Deuce. And then it was my Hooch, who we just lost in December.
I'm so sorry. God. We love them so much.
We do. And I still have 3 of them at home that are just my baby girls, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, Vincencia, and thank you for your $55 donation. It goes to a good cause. Give us pause. Text the word PETS. And by the way, do it in honor of your dogs. Text the word PETS to 20357 and help us right now on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.